Lawmakers in Delaware want to protect residents as data centers threaten a surge in electricity rates. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports new legislation comes as a mega data center is being proposed for Delaware City.
Lawmakers advanced legislation to require large electricity users like data centers to pay a higher rate. Demand for data centers is on the rise because of the acceleration of artificial intelligence. But the facilities use a significant amount of energy. State Representative Frank Burns is the bill's sponsor. The Democrat says the goal is to prevent higher electricity costs from being passed down to residents.
I can't tell you for sure that if we just let this industry go forward, that it will triple everyone's electric bill, but I certainly can't tell you that it won't. And I just want to make sure that our ratepayers are protected.
Some Republicans say they worry the legislation would drive businesses out of the state. The legislation will now get a chance to be heard on the House floor. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
Prolonged freezing temperatures have resulted in multiple water main breaks over the past few days throughout Philly. Water gushed down Oakdale Street in North Philadelphia after a pipe broke on Saturday. A bundled-up Dominique Cooper told our news partner 6ABC the incident was making life difficult.
For the last 24 hours, we've been in a house with no water, no heat. It's freezing. The way I'm dressed now is how I'm dressed inside my house.
Others nearby had several feet of flooding in their basements. The National Weather Service expects temperatures to hover around freezing this afternoon and finally get above 32 degrees tomorrow. However, temperatures are set to plunge again over the weekend. Right now, 30 degrees and clear skies in Philadelphia. Overnight, temperatures drop down into the teens. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we are expected to finally crack freezing. Then we're in the upper 20s for the rest of the week. Down, though, on the weekends. Looks like things have changed a bit, but we will be in the low 20s by Sunday.